artist Bonnie Fink's work is probably best described as cozy, much like her studio space at the Park Trade Center in Kalamazoo. Inside, you might find her painting a little house on a canvas covered with text from a book and bits of fabric.
Oh, that thing that I had as a child has escaped me, that the comfort and the security and safety of home that I've just now recently, I just purchased my own home for the first time here in Kalamazoo, and I'm loving it. Every day I can't wait to get home and build a fire and sit on the couch with my son and just enjoy life, just be.
Everything in Fink's art seems to point to home, family, and a sense of place. She uses domestic objects like felt and thread, and parts of her work might remind you of Michigan, with nesting birds and subtle blues and greens. In her piece called Northern Sky, a numbered house sits on what looks like a boat made of dress pattern paper that floats on a constellation map.
There's a piece out of a little encyclopedia or something, and it is a sky map, but it also refers to the Earth as a whole, and then this is my tiny house. This is my tiny place in this world.
Fink's layers many of her collages with maps and text from old books and dictionaries.
I've always been an avid reader. I devour the written word, you know, print. I can just sit for hours. I think it was, especially when I was younger, it was my way of finding peace, but then also learning about the outside world.
And sometimes the random text she picks up just happens to fit the mood she's in.
I scavenge old books at Salvation Army or Goodwill or whatever, and this one I grabbed, it had a cool cover on it. It was Sinclair Lewis's Main Street. And I wasn't familiar with the story, and I began cutting up, using the text, paper punches, whatever, in all of my pieces. And as I was working, I became acquainted with the story from using these pieces of text. And it was, and I'm not even really sure the whole story, but basically this woman, she's a young married woman, and she's unhappy with her home life. So... And anyway, it was mirroring the same experience that I was having in my home life, and this is text that I gleaned purposefully out of Main Street. And it basically says, they passed the whiskey, laughed, she desired to be drunk, the whiskey choked her, and she handed the bottle on repentantly. Too late, she remembered she had given up domesticity and repentance.
But some things just can't be a coincidence, Fink said. It's that kind of fate that inspired her to make a series of fox paintings, and even a fox family tree.
There was one day I was driving on the business loop. I was going home, and I saw a fox. And then it was like an hour later, and I was farther north on 131, and I saw another fox. I thought it was strange to see one fox, let alone two in the same day. So then the next time I was in the studio, I did this little fox in the field painting. And I got a great response from it. I loved it. It just felt right.
Artist Bonnie Fingst is actually moving out of the tiny studio at Park Trades this weekend, but you can still see her work at the Kalamazoo Art Hops or on her Facebook page,